Ted Wright has actually been here before. He served as general manager of the Sitka tribe from 1992 until 1995. He also was on the tribal council from 82 to 85. Since September, he's been serving as interim general manager, and he was clear back then that he would seek the position full-time.
I've been wanting to come back for years, really. It's just a question of employment in Sitka. It's hard to find. The kind of work I do is not available very often.
Before his return to Sitka, Wright was managing the Lummi Indian Business Council in Bellingham, Washington. About 10 years ago, he also served as general manager of the Douglas Indian Association in Juneau when the organization was rebuilding. He's also worked as a consultant to other tribal organizations. Wright holds a doctorate in education from Penn State University, and he did his undergrad work at Southern Oregon State College, which is now Southern Oregon University. He's a 1974 graduate of Sitka High School and an enrolled citizen of the tribe. He also taught at Mount Edgecombe High School when it first reopened. Wright was among 13 or 14 candidates for the job, says tribe chairman Woody Widmark. The council interviewed three or four finalists before settling on Wright.
No pun intended, he's the right guy.
Puns aside, Widmark says Wright impressed the council, especially during his time as interim manager.
He really wanted this position. He really did. So he's given his heart and soul as an interim. He's a hard worker. His passion is the tribe, basically. So he'll do good.
And he'll have plenty to do. Wright says it's going to be a busy year for the tribe.
We have a lot of facilities issues. Those need to be dealt with. I think we need to grow in some areas where we may have retrenched over the years for various reasons, having to do with social services, behavioral health, and treating the whole person when it comes to the various issues our tribal citizens deal with. I think we're going to have a lot of momentum in that area, that and economic development.
The tribe is also gearing up to raise more public awareness toward its feelings on Sitka's commercial herring fishery. It's also considering the role it should play in reestablishing the Southeast Alaska Indian Cultural Center, a separate nonprofit organization which suffered major setbacks after alleged financial mismanagement. The tribe's general manager job is similar to the municipal administrator's position in city government. Wright will oversee day-to-day operations, but ultimately, it's the 9-member tribal council that makes final decisions and sets the agenda for the year ahead.
They may give me a whole different set of marching orders, so it's not my decision which way we go. I just carry out the orders.
The council meets in retreat over the weekend to set those long-term goals. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.